Roy, looking forward to the Ulster semi-final against Tirona. So first of all, how's all the personnel? How's the players? You had a couple of injury concerns a few weeks ago, but things seem to be all okay now, is that right?
Yeah, actually no, we're very fortunate at this point in time. You know, we've more or less a clean bit of health from I suppose the all the key guys. You know, obviously the number of weeks ago we had a bit of a difficult Sunday evening, so we did. We heard word back that Michael and Neil McGee picked up knocks playing against each other. Indeed, the same evening, Michael Carl picked up a wrist injury, but thankfully none of them were serious. Michael was back to him within 3 or 4 days. Took Neil about a week, and Michael was back on the Tuesday night, you know. Yeah,
because when you're going into such a game of the magnitude against Tyrone, Michael and Neil are two very experienced players and two men that you don't want missing on a big day like that.
Oh, absolutely not. Listen, you want all your players, but you want all your key players. And not only that, you want them training going into it. You don't want them, you know, being injury doubts. And, you know, obviously, you know, that happens. That's part and parcel. But very seldom does, you know, have you a full squad playing with no wee niggles. But it's great that the two of them were back training, you know, in a short space of time.
As for the rest of them, there's nothing else there to report. Everything fine and okay with them?
No, listen, we're more or less okay from those that have been in the squad. Rory Carr, who has just had a few injuries over the course of the season, picked up another knock on his shoulder. But out from that, you know, we have a fully fit squad.
Yeah. Let's just quickly recap on the Antrim game. What could you take out of that, apart from handing 6 or 7 debuts to the younger players? Was there much learning in it for you going into a semi-final, or was it just a case of getting that opener out of the road?
Probably, Oshie. You know, you always learn from every game, but at the end of the day, you know, it was a game we fully expected to win. There's, you know, three divisions at this point in time between ourselves and Antrim. We wouldn't read too much into it. Same as Tyrone and Derry, we'll not read a whole lot into that. You know, you learn more when you play against the best teams, you know, and, you know, that's the way we look at it.
Yeah, is it fair to say then the Championship's really ramped up as of the last couple of weeks?
Oh, absolutely. I think, you know, last weekend, you know, was very exciting, you know, the games that went by. But, you know, we're not too worried about the rest of the country at this point in time. We're worried about ourselves against our own, and that's enough to get us excited. You know, it's, you know, being honest about it, while we focus on our first Championship date, you know, if we do the business and Tyrone do the business like we were heavy favourites to do, it was going to end up at this stage. So, look, it's we're where we expected to be.
Is your Championship preparations then ramped up? Has there been much of a difference between prepping for Antrim and prepping for Tyrone?
No, absolutely none. No, there's been no difference in our preparation all year. We followed the same training structure, so we have the same training schedule. We give Antrim an awful lot of respect. We give Tyrone a lot of respect. We probably know Tyrone better in some ways. It can be easier, but the challenge is greater.
Yeah, you play Tyrone in a league, a game which is dominated. You're not expecting that sort of same game, are you, this coming Sunday?
I would figure it's extremely unlikely. So it would, you know, Championship games between us in the last, you know, 5-6 years have been a kick of the ball. Last year, you know, we were leading, got into injury time. Tyrone came back and won it. You just don't know. You know, one team could get a lead and the other team have to chase it. You just don't know what's going to happen. All we can do is prepare for everything and prepare as best as possible and look forward to a big display.
Since that day in Clonus, a game which you were very in control of at half time, and then Tyrone came back to snatch the Ulster Championship at the end, has that been playing in your mind since that day, Roy, that you just want to get back there and I suppose put that to bed? And I suppose it's when the draw was made, you seen Tyrone in the semi-final. To get there, you're going to have to meet them again, but has that been playing in the mind all the time, that result?
Not really, Oshin, to be honest. You never forget it. You never forget Monaghan the year before, never forget Monaghan in 2013. So it isn't those days. You can never relive the past. That's one thing, you know. This is a new team for us. It's a new Tyrone team. What they done last year is really irrelevant to them this year. Likewise for ourselves. There's no doubt, you know, when you play Tyrone, there's memories of all the previous games go past. But look, it's a new team for us and it's a new challenge on Sunday.
Is there going to be any surprises on Sunday, given that you know each other very well?
Look, there's always elements of surprise. People from the outside mightn't see it. You know, Tyrone have sprung a player to mark a player that we haven't seen before. I'm sure we've done the same to them. So it is, the people looking from afar sometimes don't see these things. But, you know, it'll be very, very, two very familiar teams at the same time.
Yeah. How big a boost is it for you to have a luxury of basically a fully fit squad to have to go into such a big game?
Well, I think it's great. So it is. I feel you make your own luck. We worked really hard all year. We've done an awful lot of conditioning, an awful lot of rehab. Our medical team's been very strong. You know, I hope we get through this week's training, but it's a great position to be in. It's where you want to be as a management team. But definitely, you know, I go back to when I play myself, you don't want to be going into a game, you know, worrying about an injury and wondering will you last and wondering have you the work done. You know, I'm delighted our boys have the work done. I feel that they're in good shape, and we look forward to Saturday, Sunday, and every one of them will have no excuse.
Yeah. I suppose this is now the biggest test of this new squad that you have accumulated together, Rory, because there's a bit of the old guard there, but there's a lot of the new boys here, and I suppose this is going to be the real marker now to see where you're at, is it?
Oh, absolutely. You're playing the Ulster Champions, you're playing me and a team who I feel are in top three or four teams in the country. So it is, and that's what you want to do, test yourself in Championship football in Clonus. And you know, that's where we've been knuckled down all year, that's where we've trained really well and prepared well. And you know, it's all about playing against the best teams. That's what gets, you know, myself excited, and that's what gets our players excited.
How's the young boys dealing with preparing for such a big game? I know they've been involved in matches before at underage level that have been high, big matches. What's it been like now at senior level, going into a match against Tyrone, working with these young guys and mixing it with the older boys?
Never asked them how they're feeling, to be honest, Oisin. It's you know, they know the challenge is, if you're going to be good enough at this level, you've got to be able to deal with it. There's no point in magnifying it. It's a big game, so it is. They realise that. They've watched these games from afar. They've trained, you know, with the likes of Michael all year now, Patrick, Ryan, Paddy McGrath, Neil McGee. They're playing against these guys at training. It's up to them now to have the temperament. You know, there's a lot of big unknown in football. You can have all the talent in the world, but you've got to have the temperament to play in the big day. I believe our boys have, but every day that's tested. It doesn't matter what you've done in the past. Every single player, whether young or old, has to show that they've got the mettle for a Championship football.
This would be, if he's can win on Sunday, would be a progression through to seventh, an unprecedented seventh Ulster final. You've been involved in most of those with Donegal. How's it changed over the years since you came into Donegal senior setup and working with sides and trying to get them to a provincial decider?
Look, the challenge is always very daunting, so it is probably, you know, in comparison to starting out in 2011, you know, we were trying to break into it. Ourselves and Monaghan and Tyrone have become the dominant teams over the last number of years at, you know, in Ulster. So it is, you know, you can see even the score lines in the first couple of rounds. Contrast us playing Antrim in 2011 to playing Antrim this year, you know. So it is. But that's what other counties do is up to them. It's still a very exciting challenge to us. You know, you can feel from the outside, supporters maybe get a wee bit spoilt. So they do, they're probably become accustomed to it. But I can say from my point of view and the players' point of view, the excitement and thrill of the Ulster Championship is great as ever. The anticipation of playing a team like Tyrone and looking forward to trying to, you know, pit ourselves against them, that's ultimately what you want.
Yeah. How important is it then on Sunday in an Ulster semi-final against Tyrone, against New York as the champions, to bed in early and try and get that first score and get settled into such a big game, Roy?
I think it's important. You know, it's not the be-all and end-all. You know, you see lots of games where it takes teams a good while to settle down. You know, look, ideally you'll hit the ground running, but if you don't, you don't. And we've talked about that before. Not every game you do, but you've got to grind it out and grind it out. You know, it's ideal to hit the ground, you know, running, get a few scores and, you know, run into a lead, but it just doesn't work out like that.
Yeah. Just finally then, on the current Donegal team again, I know you don't read too much into what the media and the press say, but Donegal have been having rave reviews this year with the performances in the league, but now it's Championship time. Do you feel that you have a very strong squad at your disposal now going into the real tough rounds of the Championship?
Absolutely, Oisin. I think we've got a really, really good squad. I think we've got a really good team. I think we've strengthened our squad. I think we've got, you know, good competition for places. I think we've got a very fit, mobile squad with serious, talented footballers, and also with a group that's very together and done an awful lot of work. But you've got to prove that now. That counts for nothing. Tyrone, I'm sure, would be able to tick all those boxes as well, as would all the top teams, you know. So it is. So now it's about getting out of business and seeing who performs best.
Okay, Roy, thanks for talking to us, and I wish you all the best of luck in the semi-final against Tyrone on Sunday.
Thanks, Oisin.